German officials are struggling with the arrival of a record number of refugees and asylum seekers this year. The influx has drained local resources and prompted calls for increased deportations. But German business and labor officials see an opportunity in these newcomers to try to ease a chronic shortage of skilled workers in the country. NPR's Sarah Sahardi-Nelson reports from Berlin that the German government is slowly changing laws to try to make that happen.
Communicating with customers in the ever-diverse German capital requires a variety of languages these days. Just ask German pharmacist Julia Al-Arian, who tries in English to engage a young Arab man here to buy acne cream. He gives her a blank stare, so she tries explaining in German how the medicated lotion works.
Das ist Reinigungsgel zum Waschen.
He looks perplexed and says, "Hold on," in German, then turns to a friend and speaks Arabic.
Arabisch? My son, can you please help us?
The pharmacist is calling for Maysoon Al-Khalif, a Syrian refugee. She's also a pharmacist with 10 years of experience who fled to Germany with her husband and daughters from Damascus about 18 months ago. She explains to the young man in Arabic how to use the acne cream, and he looks relieved. Her German boss is also relieved because Al-Khalif filled one of her long-standing vacancies. Al-Arian says she's one of 50 pharmacists in Berlin desperately looking for help. For 2 years, she had an opening for a pharmaceutical assistant that she's finally filling next month. The German pharmacist says she only found Al-Khalif because they have a mutual friend. That frantic search for hires is common in Germany, says Herbert Brücke, who is with the Institute for Employment Research in Nuremberg.
We have shortages in our labor market at different levels. My assessment is that asylum seekers and refugees might be both an important resource for the labor market in the high-skilled segment as well as in the less-skilled segment, for example, in agriculture, in hotels and restaurants, in healthcare.
Brücke says Germany has programs to attract qualified foreign workers, but the hurdles are pretty high, especially for asylum seekers. He says those who've been in Germany for 3 months are technically allowed to work, but have to prove there aren't Germans, other European Union citizens, or foreigners with work permits who can fill the job. Brücke says German employers are also reluctant to hire asylum seekers because it's unclear whether they'll be around long enough to make it worthwhile. The German cabinet this week decided to make it easier for younger asylum seekers to apply for internships. Günter Krings of the German Interior Ministry was at that meeting. He warns against making it too easy for refugees and asylum seekers to find jobs here.
Das Signal wäre praktisch weltweit, kommt nach Deutschland.
He says if the door is opened too wide, it would encourage even more people to come to Germany and apply for asylum. Meanwhile, the Syrian pharmacist Maysoon Al-Khalif had an easier time finding a job because she isn't an asylum seeker. She says her brother-in-law, who is a doctor in southern Germany, was able to bring her family and more than a dozen other relatives here by promising he would be responsible for them. Sarah Sahardi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.